which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders, bringing you the Inside Scoop for Saturday, March 20th. Time continues to just fly by.
It's almost April. I can't believe it.
It's insane. And you know what else really flies? Have you ever been to a Rise Righteous Chicken?
No, but I'm dying to go because the menu sounds amazing.
As you can guess, folks, we're about to tell you about this, one of our favorite franchises, which is Rise Southern Biscuits and Righteous Chicken. And when you go in that place, you see these biscuits and chickens flying out of there like crazy because they're so good. Jill, you want to tell us more about why someone just locked in a massive deal with Rise?
Yeah, of course. I mean, biscuits and chicken. They are the fastest growing breakfast franchise in the nation, believe it or not. The good thing about Rise is there's a great work-life balance because it's only open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's kind of like my dream, just yeah. Work for the morning, especially in the restaurant industry. So you have a lot of time to be with your family and to get other things done in life, and that's a huge benefit to go with them. And there's a gap in the QSR quick service restaurant breakfast category that Rise fills. So it's really unique in that sense.
I can't tell you how many clients have said to me, I really want to be there for my kids' soccer game, football game, baseball game. And that's really the beauty of the Rise model, is that you get to have a great QSR. I mean, there's nothing hotter than chicken right now when it comes to quick service food. And Rise is not a flash in the pan. I mean, they've been doing this now for years. I mean, their biscuits are to die for. The chicken is phenomenal. So you can have a lot of real, you can have great confidence in your product. Our client, Parker, he secured a great big deal with them I guess it was a year ago now, and he is just so thrilled. So Rise, Righteous Chicken and Biscuits, a tremendous franchise. Franchise fee is $35,000. We get you $5,000 cash back on this franchise. Really good folks. If you're looking to get into a food franchise, this is a really good one. Smart investment. They've got lots of available territory. We really love the folks at Rise, and boy, that sounds good right now.
I know, but it's not open.
Well, tomorrow morning. And then up next, our old friends, or I guess our friends that we talk about every single week, the Patch Boys. Jill, why on earth, how is it that this thing keeps selling every single week?
Because everyone needs it. So Patch Boys, if you're new, is one of the most trusted drywall repair companies. So
wait, hold on. This is America's most trusted drywall repair company.
Excuse me, America's. But the reason is it's a unique niche market. So basically, someone comes into your house, does some repair work, mounts your TV, fixes some kind of electrical issue that you have, and then they leave a big hole. So Patch Boys comes in and fixes it, makes it look brand new. And you don't know you need it till you need it, and we need it really bad.
Absolutely. We still need it. Every week we tell you guys we need it. We still haven't gotten it done. We need to. But again, I think it's so clear. I mean, they fill a void that is absolutely needed. Super low investment franchise. Franchise fee is $25,000. We get you $2,000 off of this franchise. You can essentially, I think, have like all in, you know, three locations, three territories for like $50,000. I mean, maybe it's $60,000. But it's such a low investment, high return, smart, high need franchise. These guys were busy during COVID, right? Even during the craziest part of COVID, Patch Boys franchise owners were out there getting business done. This is a business you can feel good about. It's a great brand behind you. You can build the business for $50,000 or less. They've got a phenomenal team over there. We really love the Patch Boys. We're so excited to see people invest in smart, low investment. Like, there is something to me really fun about investing in a low investment business that you can build into a big business.
Absolutely.
And Patch Boys is such a great example of that. Up next, Homewell Senior Care.
So Homewell Care Services is one of the fastest growing home care franchises in the industry. What's great about them is they offer a wide range of non-medical home care support and assistance so people can stay in their own houses. They focus on people first, and their caregivers are carefully chosen and trained to ensure they're developing a culture of compassion to their clients. And they've just been delivering peace of mind and home care beyond the call of duty every single time. So not something you always want to think about, but something that you're so happy is around for your loved ones. And, you know, it's one of those feel good businesses, right?
It's another example of a business that we have so many clients that are in home care businesses. We've helped people become Homewell franchise owners, basically all the top senior care brands. And they have continued to have more business than they know what to do with. For any of you that don't know my story, I helped build the home care assistance franchise from a pipe dream to a $200 million, behemoth. And that first office we opened, we took it from nothing to $20 million a year. Homewell's a great company. Plus, they've got a great jingle. Do you remember their jingle?
I don't remember their jingle.
Homewell Senior Care, for those who care, Homewell is there.
Well,
see, it still sticks in my head.
In your head.
And they sent us a bottle of wine with a Homewell logo on it, which we still have somewhere.
That was very cute.
That
was. We should drink that tonight.
Key points, low investment, high. You can build a really big business with Homewell. I guarantee you call them and ask them if they've got a franchise owner grossing over $5 million. They do, for sure. Franchise fee, $49,500. We get you $5,000 off of this franchise if we introduce you to them through our service. Total investment, less than $100,000 to build a business that can do multi-millions and helps people. This is a do well by doing good business. Really smart, really good folks at Homewell. Happy to see them continuing to grow and thrive. And speaking of growing and thriving, more locations off the board this week. QC Kinetics, again, selling, gonna be gone soon. I can't emphasize this enough. To all our clients out there, I promise you, I'm not trying to push you. I'm not, but I'm just telling you, gonna be gone soon. Jill, why does this thing continue to sell every single week?
Well, it's a unique concept. So QC Kinetics is a concierge medical clinic. And they treat everything from pain and arthritis and injury, and it's cutting edge. It's done without drugs or surgery, and they use things like laser therapy, regenerative cell therapy, stem cell therapy, platelet-rich plasma therapy. So they have all these unique ways of treating it without having to go to the doctor and going your traditional medical route.
And it's a business that they can run. If you buy three clinics, they will run them for you 100% absentee. The clinics net $150,000 to $1 million per year. And if anyone's wondering why such a wide delta, because some of the clinics that they talk about in their item 19 have only been open a few months. These things grow really fast. The margins are just stupid good. I mean, for a brick and mortar business, it's the best I've ever seen. To have something has such a strong absentee model is phenomenal. This is not just for folks with arthritis. If you're in a market that has former football players or just anyone who's aging, I mean, I want this. I mean, it is a tremendous deal. The average client's spending like, I guess, $8,000, but even though they don't take insurance, it's an only cash business. Care credit and other things like that do cover it. So listen, if you're at all interested in a smart semi-absentee franchise that just mints money, call us now before this thing's gone. Franchiseinsiders.com, 305-710-0050. Please do contact us before your territory is completely gone. By the way, franchise fees $55,000. We can save you $10,000 on this franchise. All in to build a one clinic market's $250,000. I mean, that's really low cost for what this thing is. So definitely QC Kinetics, just incredible to see this thing grow. And now for the first time on our podcast, the Now Massage Boutique, straight out of Los Angeles.
Straight out of LA. So massage boutiques are awesome. The Now is cool because it offers a space to escape the daily pressures of life, which, you know, pretty hard lately.
Right.
And help you recharge your energy and your spirit through massage therapy. They provide three different types of services. So they have their regular Swedish, their Now, which is just a regular Swedish massage. They have the Stretch, which is focused on athletes. And then they have the Healer, which is more of like a body balancing. So it's not just your typical massage place. You actually can address different issues. So it's unique in that sense. And then they also have things like prenatal massages and scalp and you know, pretty much anything that you want to add on to your service, which is really cool.
I need to go stretch now. I mean, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
That, there again, look how smart this name is. The Now. I need this now.
Yeah.
Look, reasonable cost of entry, franchise cost to all in to build this thing to profitability. $265,000 is the sort of low cost for building your own spa like this. It's a really good deal.
Yeah.
They show that franchise gross sales the first 6 months of 2019, $1.2 million. And an average of $207,000 EBITDA per location in the first 6 months of 2019. I mean, that's crazy. For first 6 months, that means this thing really ramps up fast and that these guys have a good secret sauce for how to help you build your and start your business fast. So definitely. And what I like too is that the Now didn't just go out there and franchise. They started with corporate locations. They started and they proved it with four successful corporate locations before they rolled it out to franchise owners. So space, they want about 1,800 to 2,000 square feet. There's a lot of cheap conversions out there due to COVID right now, so you can get a good deal on retail space. Franchise fee is $60,000, but we get you $10,000 off. All-in investment, $280,000. Really cool franchise. Makes a lot of sense. Do call us about it, 305-710-0050. Up next, another really, really smart pandemic winner, real-time winner. And guess what? People coming out of the pandemic are going to be calling this type of franchise like never before, Houndstown.
Yeah, so Houndstown is a doggy daycare and boarding facility. And they are all over the place and amazing. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants, you know, treats their dogs like their babies now. So super important business that is, you know, very popular right now. They are definitely a low investment for what it is.
For and the space.
For the space, for sure. And they, you know, the operations are pretty simple. So, you know, it's a very simple business model, a lot of minimal requirements for their daily operations, and you can operate it, I guess, semi-absentee. So you can start doing other things that you love in your life and spending time with your dogs.
I mean, okay, so we probably spent $5,000 last year on dog boarding.
Probably.
We probably spend that every year.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You can build a Houndstown to profitability for $250,000, which compared to some dog franchises, which are also excellent, some of those range up to $1 million to build a business. So Houndstown has figured out a way to really streamline minimizing those costs. This is high need. And coming out of the pandemic, people are going to travel and they're going to board their furry loved ones. Mm-hmm. So whether you're in an urban area where there are younger couples who treat their dogs like babies, like we did back in the day, or you are in a, you know, more of a suburban area where families are traveling to Hawaii, finally getting back out there, and they need to board their dog for a week. I mean, this is just a smart business, or it's just short-term deals. Houndstown, awesome folks behind them, such a great family feel when it comes to the brand. Really good folks, smart, low investment. This is the type of business that you could hold and have for a really long time and do really well with. We get you $5,000 cash back on Houndstown. Franchise fee is $45,000. Again, all in building a dog boarding facility franchise like this for $265,000 is just a screaming low investment. So Houndstown, really smart, high need, great franchise, great people. Up next, no surprise, as usual, another brand that continues to be invested in heavily every single week, our friends at Water Station Technology. Jill, what is Water Station Technology?
So Water Station is water vending machines. So you guys know when you go to the grocery store and there's those vending machines that are up front where you refill your bottles, that's essentially what they do. It's really cool because it's a passive investment opportunity. So their model actually allows you to, you know, invest and then enjoy a predictable return through water vending machines like the ones that you see. And they're 100% absentee, and they now have a new guaranteed return model. So you basically own these machines and they run them for you. And everyone needs water, so they're constantly being used and popping up all over the place.
I'll never forget one of our clients, Jeff, said to me, you know, I can't imagine myself hauling around a bunch of bottles of water. And what I said to him is that Water Station Technology does it all for you. They do the install. They do the servicing. They do the placement. You are 50-50 partners with Water Station Technology in this investment. They do all the heavy lifting. This, let's be real for what this is. This is a great way to invest your cash. If you are someone that makes a nice high figure salary, your taxes are going up next year. Okay, that's widely known out there. Your taxes are going way up. So you need a tax write-off. Now, let's also talk about their guaranteed return. The minimum guaranteed return is essentially 13% net on your money. Any of you out there that have a money manager, you could tell me you have the best money manager on earth. Are they consistently making you 13%? Now factor in Water Station's ability to add in advertising. There's a few other things they're working on. There's potential to take the net return on this from 13% to 30%.
That's amazing.
You're investing your cash and you're seeing a huge return. And at the end of your term with them, whether it's 5 years, if you end your term in 5 years with them, if they end the term with you in 5 years, they will buy back your machines 100% for their value that you pay for. If they're buying them back for you from you in 10 years, it's 50% of what you paid for. So, I mean, you really, again, when you run the numbers, you can make some outstanding money on this one. You don't have to do a darn thing except invest your cash and watch it grow. They're good folks over there. They're a bunch of vending machine geeks, and I say that in such an endearing way. We love the Water Station technology folks. Christy over there, she'll take great care of you. So definitely, if you're interested in learning about how you can diversify, how you can write off up to $1 million on your tax return and minimize some of this tax burden that's coming your way next year, definitely call us, 305-710-0050. Plus, we can save you 10 grand. Throw that into the P&L. So honestly, it is a great way if you have cash on the sideline. This is a great way to invest in it. And it has better margins once you factor in the advertising. It has the potential to have better margins than a lot of businesses you might work full time. So Water Station Technology, excellent vending absentee franchise opportunity. Jill, that's it. That's it for this week. Any other thoughts?
Well, we're seeing a lot of repeats. Which is great, showing you the popularity of some of them. And then it's fun to see some new ones come in. So, we love doing this for you guys just to show you the variety. And now I'm ready to order some chicken.
Absolutely. For those of you that have questions, I brought up our mailbag on the last episode. Email info@thefranchiseinsiders with honestly any questions that you have about this. We will read them back to you on the air, info@thefranchiseinsiders.com. And it's just so fun to share with you all which franchises people are investing in on a weekly basis. You also are seeing that despite all the things that have gone on in this world in the last year, people are bullish on investing in themselves and investing in businesses. And we love helping people do it in a way that helps them identify smart franchises that make great money. So for this week, have a great weekend. I'm Jack.
I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders, proudly bringing you the Inside Scoop podcast. We'll see you next time.
The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.